unchecked in Southern California. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. A brush fire just south of Los Angeles is destroying multi-million dollar homes as it climbs the cliffs overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
We are estimating somewhere in the area of potentially 20 plus.
Brian Fennessy is the chief of the Orange County Fire Authority. No one has been hurt. It's unknown what caused the fire. Utility crews are busy in the Minneapolis area. Tens of thousands of customers lost power as severe thunderstorms rolled through. More panic at the grocery store as parents find bare shelves in the baby aisle.
Baby formula is increasingly hard to find on shelves or online, so much so that some parents are seeking to trade formula for diapers or making the decision instead to breastfeed if they are able. According to the retail tracking company DataAssembly, the out-of-stock rate for baby formula shot up to 43% this month compared to just under 5% last May.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, Congress could hold hearings on the shortage. Abortion rights advocates return to the homes of Supreme Court justices to protest.
They're calling it peaceful protest, but the fact is we have a law against intimidating judges and justices, and it's on the books for a good reason.
House Republican Daryl Issa, demonstrators are angry that the court has signaled it could overturn Roe versus Wade. On Wednesday, Senate Democrats tried to codify abortion rights but couldn't muster enough votes. As the war wears on between Russia and Ukraine, the leaders of Finland have announced their support for joining NATO. NATO allies expect Finland and neighboring Sweden to be granted membership quickly. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The FBI has been called in to help investigate a shooting inside a Dallas hair salon. Police say a man entered the beauty parlor on Wednesday, shouted something, and then opened fire, injuring three women. According to Fox 4, the salon is located in an area with mostly Asian-owned businesses. The gunman is still being sought. A big surprise in South Florida, stemming from the deadly collapse of a condominium tower.
Victims and survivors of the Surfside condo collapse have reached a settlement with insurance companies, developers, contractors, and engineers for $997 million. An attorney said the amount could go higher than a billion if they reach an agreement with one additional company. 98 people were killed when the Champlain Tower South condo collapsed last June. Miami-Dade County Judge Michael Hansman said he was shocked by this result, saying what has been done for the victims of this tragedy is remarkable and far in excess of what he anticipated. It comes after a hearing earlier this year in which the judge approved a smaller settlement over the property losses, but the loss of life had not been addressed until now. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More than 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, North Korea says it's confirmed its first coronavirus infection linked to the Omicron variant. In response, the country is raising its virus preventive measures to maximum levels. South Korea is offering the North humanitarian assistance. China remains committed to its zero COVID policy despite its paralyzing effects.
In Shanghai, there are still more than 2 million people who remained trapped in their homes. The WHO says that this tactic is not sustainable. Among the main concerns are the lack of food for people who are unable to get out and get groceries.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Thousands of people have been forced to quarantine at isolation centers. Pam Huso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.